believe we are even jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, you may find this hard to believe, but I'm probably a little bit low energy here this morning. And had a great weekend and drove straight through from Marshfield, Wisconsin. We left yesterday about 12:30. Arrived here at 9. I kept it on their Eastern time. So we left at 12:30 Eastern time, and we pulled in about 9:40. So that was 9 hours and 10 or 15 minutes. I told folks, it is amazing. I set my cruise control at 80. I know that's premeditated sin. I understand. I set it at 80, as did everybody else. Hey, I got to tell you this. Let's a cat out of the bag. I don't, have you guys ever heard of the app Waze? W-A-Z-E. W-A-Z-E. And it's a little, it's like a Google Maps type thing. I'm a little bit behind this times on it. W-A-Z-E. And it shows you, is amazing. Every time there's a highway patrolman, it shows you, hey, cop up ahead. It was amazing. Now I'm not out driving recklessly. Am I, John, the mad bomber still here? I don't drive recklessly. I try to go with the flow of traffic a little bit. I just do. Premeditated sin, I get it. But it was really, it's really good, you know. I won't go there. So anyway, W-A-Z-E, it tells you pothole. It's amazing. Pothole 5.5 miles ahead. Watch for a pothole and a policeman ahead. And so we made unbelievable time. Me and Michelle and John Brockhoff, and the wonderful weekend. But I'm a little bit low energy this morning because bear with me, right? I lost an hour when we went to Wisconsin. And not only did I lose an hour, I lost another hour on Saturday night when we moved those stupid clocks back. And can somebody tell me why we do that? Can somebody explain to me why we do that? I know why. You don't have to tell me. Government conditioning. So it has to be the only reason. Government conditioning. So when we're coming back and we're driving back and we're getting those hours back and a big snowstorm in there, oh, man. So if I'm a little bit low energy this morning, bear with me. Help me carry this thing. As I said, the mad bomber's still over there. We had a fabulous weekend in Marshfield. I got some things up here. I'm going to show you some pictures. I want to talk real briefly here before we do. I got a lot on the table. I want to salute Rob Hugh first of all. I don't know if Rob's in here. I want to salute him. Tip of my cap. Hey, folks, that's the best, I think, is the best one I've been to. Been to a lot of them. I'm not talking about Wisconsin Christian News. I've been to about five of those. But I'm talking about his conference as far as of meat. Was amazing. It was amazing. And I salute Rob, and Rob lost some money on this thing. So you could help him out by going to Wisconsin Christian News, making a donation there, or maybe getting a Wisconsin subscriptions or whatever, because he was fabulous, just fabulous. Snow came in a little bit on Saturday, maybe scared some of the crowd away. We probably had a neighborhood of 300 or 400. I don't know. Good. People came and went. And it was really, really good. And Rob is a trooper, and he works hard, and he don't bat an eye. And God bless Rob Pugh. I thank God that Rob Pugh, that the Lord brought Rob Pugh across our path. And I want to also tip, I'm going to miss him. You know, Mark Trump comes up, Matt Tice comes up, John Brockhoff comes up. Of course, Ray LeBlanc got married. I'll show you some pictures about that. And Dr. Bob Roof comes, and Donald Voss comes. And I mean, we had Dalton Light Brigade guys coming from everywhere to be part of Sammy Wayne. They came, and Pam and Mitch Miller. It's amazing. The reach that we are having, it's really, really something, folks. And we're on a fishing expedition. Every time I come back, I'm more excited about, we've got to put some meat on the bones, but we're certainly building a framework of people. And I'm not going to bore all of you. It's fabulous. We got more of them coming up. I'm going to talk about that here in a second. I made some notes over here. We had Bradley Dean on here on the show. You guys remember that a couple months ago. And Bradley came and spoke twice on Saturday. I'm telling you, man, Bradley Dean is now going to be part of our event in Occupy 2019. It's the same message. It's the absolute same message. And I don't know if you've picked up on this. That's what I'm looking for. I love knowledge and information, but if you ain't doing anything with it, then I think it's a waste of time and effort and money, to be honest. So Bradley Dean, who did two fabulous presentations, is going to be part of Occupy 2019. We got to figure out how to work him in, but we're going to work him in. There is a cross-pollinization that's going on. George, you'll be glad to know that Dan Fisher was fabulous. He spoke twice. He was fabulous. And Bradley and Dan Fisher and I, we're going to huddle up and try to figure out some strategy, how we pull all this thing together. There's some great things going on. Tom Dunn did a fabulous job. John Diamond, and I could go on and on and on and on. And there are many of us who are singing that same song. We got to get on the same page. We have to work together. Cross-pollinization. I mean, it's really good. So Bradley's going to be with us. Doug and Joe Hagman. You know, those guys got more time. They got more to do than to drive to Wisconsin to be part of an event. They were there and they were accessible and they were two things. Pray for Doug and Joe Hagman. And financially support Doug and Joe Hagman. They are under an unbelievable assault. They are, in my mind, now that Alex Jones has been deplatformed a little bit, Doug and Joe are at the tip of the information superhighway. If we lose the Hagman, we lose a great, great outlet of information. And these guys are under it, and they're fighting hard, and we need to continue to support them. I salute Doug and Joe, and spend some time with them. Those are two good old boys right there. And let's see what else. Let's go, Jared. Let's go to some pictures real quick, if I can. I think I sent you some. I don't even know what I sent you this morning, but I'm kind of. Let's do this. Let's go to my Facebook page, and I can help you out. Ray LeBlanc got married. I got to perform Ray LeBlanc's marriage, which was an unbelievable honor for me. Jared, let's see if we can't go to his Facebook. I just said that. Again, folks, I'm a little bit punch drunk, and I have to call you when you're a little bit behind the scenes here. Let's scroll down. Oh, okay, let's go right there. Blow that one up. Let me show you on the screen there who the speakers were. It's amazing. Starting left to right, there's Joe Hagman, and behind there's that short little guy. That's me. Behind, let's go. Well, right. Let's stay on the front. Down in front are Leighton Howerton. That's a great band there too. I guess. Talk about Leighton and Rob Pugh. And then we go back to Joe Hagman, and there I am in the red, and then Doug Hagman beside me. And then Jane Olson, who is now Jane LeBlanc, it's Ray's wife, and John Diamond's in the front, and Pastor Mike Spaulding, who did an Mike Spaulding is a teacher sent from the Lord, I'm telling you. Then Dan Fisher, and there he is, old Mark Trump right there. And let's go back to the other end. We got Bradley Dean, and then Tom Dunn's behind Bradley, and Usama Dakdok, who really doesn't even get much time to speak, and he's an unbelievable guy. And then Mrs. Ray LeBlanc, Mr. Ray LeBlanc, there they are together. And, oh, I forget his name. Grinding it down. Oh, somebody help me here. Somebody. Oh, there it is. Curtis Bowers, who did Grinding America Down. He's got a new Grinding America Down video as well. And then Jim Schneider, who's with Jim didn't speak, I don't think. If he did, I missed it. Jim was with American Family. I don't know. I'm all over the place. VCY, whatever the heck that is. So that's our crew, and it was a great crew. We had a great time, and I could talk individually about every one of those guys. I thank Mark Trump for coming as far as he came, and just God bless him. So let's scroll down a little bit. I'll show you some more pics. I'm sorry. It's like daddy's showing family pictures here. Okay. There was the schedule. There's Bradley. We don't need to run through all those, Jared. Let's go down to the next Facebook posting there I have. There's a lot of great pictures. Look at this one. Huh? Look at that dapper old guy, Ray. There are the LeBlancs. We had a great, it's just a great little wedding we did on Sunday morning in the Wisconsin Christian Youth Ministry Center. Scroll on over there and see if there's another. There they are. See, that's it. Okay, we can get done with. Congratulations, Ray. We don't need to do them all. Nobody likes looking at somebody else's pictures. And we're blessed by that. Going down is one more thing. Let's see, what else did I say? I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, Mississippi High School bands. I don't want to get there yet. So anyway, that's all good. David Arthur, I want you to know David Arthur. I don't know if David's in here this morning. Your name was mentioned more than once. Brother Tom Dunn did a great representation of what you were doing. And is David in here? I don't know if he's back yet. Let me look down here. See what he did this weekend. He was off in the far over east somewhere. He's not in here with it. We'll catch up with him. And did that. Cool. So it's a great weekend. Great weekend. Mark Trump, you want to weigh in on the weekend? Anybody that missed it? Hey, folks, I'm going to say this again. The fellowship. I would like to get Bradley Dean in here because he's not here right now. I don't think he had any idea what he was walking in. I don't think so. And, you know, guys like Bradley and guys like me for a long time, and guys like Dan Fisher for a long time. By the way, Dan Fisher, George, rolled his van. It was so snowy on Saturday night. He rolled his van. He was okay. And they had to, you know, last I knew they had to get it up, back upright. They had a terrible snowstorm. Everybody's okay, but probably some damage there in the van. The Lord's putting together a team. His team. And it's happening. And I think Dan Fisher was blown away, and I think Bradley Dean was blown away by. We're all lone rangers in so many ways. Hard to get cross-pollinization. And the Hagmans were introduced to Bradley. They had never met Bradley. They've met Dan Fisher. The connections that are being – listen, I'm going to tell you, if we're having one of these events and it's somewhere near you, get there. You don't have to be like Trump and drive all the way from Virginia to Wisconsin. But when we're having one in Ohio, listen, our Ohio huddle's coming up this Saturday. It's all day Saturday. Jared, maybe, folks, I'm sorry if it seems like I'm all over. This Saturday, we're down in Lancaster, Ohio. Saturday. It's going to be Saturday. And you can sleep down there. Yes, you can pull up. You got to bring a mattress or whatever. Yes, there's a place you can get in a hotel. You can do whatever. Lo, are you in here at all that you can talk about this a second?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay, buddy. Just explain to everybody what you got going on this Saturday. Buckeyes. Come on, Buckeyes. Come on. OJ Eastwood came all the way from Kentucky up there again this weekend. It's amazing, man. It's amazing. Go ahead, Lowell.
Well, it's Lancaster, Ohio. It's southeast of Columbus. All four-lane road, easy access, plenty of parking, off-street, secure. It's in a fellowship hall of the First Church of God. Pastor Dave Helser there is helping to put it together. And right now we're expecting about 40 people.
And you said a pastor's putting it together?
Yeah, Dave Helser. You've met him. He was at my...
Yeah. Are you kidding me? What the heck's going on here? Go ahead. I'm sorry. A little bit of sarcasm.
We're kind of like Mutt and Jeff. I mean, we've known each other for 50 years. He's a distant cousin from the hills, but he's new to that church there, and you know, we're trying to put together a community in Lancaster of the Bible churches.
Amen, brother.
The elders, the deacons, that type of thing, as well as the crew that you met when you were down, you know, last fall. So once again, if the focus is on the fellowship, all this stuff that you see on the agenda and this stuff, that is just, that's window dressing to get men to come. I mean, the focus is on the building the bonds and the bridges and, you know, getting to act in the future like a team.
Amen. So, Lowell, this is going to be a start Saturday about noon. Is that what it says here? But I hit the wrong button on my screen.
Yep. But you're welcome to come Friday night. I think Mark is going to roll in. He's coming up from Virginia again. Frequent driver miles.
He is.
So we'll be in there Friday night and Saturday morning. And, you know, we'll start quote, registration at noon and kick it off officially at 1, and it'll go to whenever at night and Saturday. And then roll around, we'll have a light breakfast and just more fellowship and discussion Sunday morning, and cap it off with services there at Dave's church, which is literally right next door. You just walk out one door into another.
Sit there, folks. There's lodging for you if you want to. There's going to be food for you. And if you can only stay on Saturday, then come and stay on Saturday. Come and be part of it. That's right. They're all online. And so, all right, Lowell, thanks, man, for doing that. Come on, Buckeyes. Come on, Kentuckians. Come on, all of you. Get a hold of Lowell and let him know you're coming. All right. That's all important. Man, I feel like get my bearings back here. Listen, we got a lot of people in the queue. You know, Rob Pugh said something to me. Yesterday, one of those days, they all run together. I had a moment of some quiet time. That sounds crazy. Sitting with Rob, having a discussion with Rob, who works his fingers to the bones making this thing happen. You know, he said something. He said, "In all my life in church, I never had fellowship with men the way I'm having it through this." And I just amen that over and over and over and over and over. Fellowship, people who are hooked, who come and are part of it. Yeah, they enjoy the speakers and enjoy all that, but it's fellowship. Let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, even more as we see that day approach. That's what's going on. Let me stop real quickly. And Pastor Mike Spalding, I want you to get a chance to get in here. I want you to just share with us a second. I don't know what it's about, but I want you to share. So hang on. Listen, Todd Barham's back in the hospital. Got some bacterial infection in his blood. He went in for some chemo. Just continue to pray for him and his family. It's been a long haul. He's doing well, but it's been a long haul. Jennifer Campbell is taking chemo and radiation. And pray for Jennifer Campbell and Terrence Peterson. Lift that family up. Robbie Waxman, Rusty Thomas's son-in-law, just has had saw a video of Robbie. Just pray. Lord, Ryan Cunningham, I think, is healed, but he's certainly still in the process of recovering. See, here it is. I'm going to forget somebody. David Davis, Don Paxson, and I know there's a lot of other guys that are bearing a lot of burdens out there. And there are brothers in the Lord. They ain't heavy. They are brothers. We need to pick them up. Pastor Mike Spalding, can you jump in here real quick, Mike, and just kind of give an overview? Matt Tice came down too. I forgot Matt. He rode with me. I don't know if putting you on the spot there, Mike.
Yeah, I'm here, Coach.
Just give your reaction there, buddy.
To the
just whatever, man. Whatever's on your heart. Mike's show's on tonight at 6 o'clock, Mike.
Yeah. Wow. Struggling where to start, Coach. I bet I had a half a dozen people that came up throughout the conference and said, thank you for participating. Thank you for being here. The message, reminding people, of course, my talk, Coach, as you know, was about being careful what we consume from a spiritual perspective. And don't just assume that the things that you're hearing from a teacher or a pastor are correct. You're responsible to know whether they're true or not.
Amen, brother. Amen.
And so we need to focus on that, of course. And then
Pastor Mike, it's the same thing everywhere we go. And I don't mean this to be a slam on anybody. We're talking about people who love the Lord who cannot find a church.
That's correct. Yeah. And it breaks my heart to hear that. We actually had one pastor there though, Coach.
One pastor.
One pastor. Yeah.
Folks, one pastor. Does this tell us something's not right? Rob did all kinds of advertising. His own communities rejected him. And one pastor. People are so hungry. Mike Spalding's an unbelievable teacher, folks. You get a chance to sit under Mike. He has a way with it. Pastor Mike, we appreciate you being there, man. Appreciate all you've done.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate all right, you, brother.
Yes, sir. I know. We're all in this together. Cross-pollinization. Mark Trump, come in here real quick, brother. Just your overview from after 17 hours of driving or whatever it was. Still talk to us today.
Sure, Coach. I tell you, it was like you said, it was unlike some of the others. It was just so moving. Everyone was involved. It was a lot of good speakers, a lot of good music. They had a Gaelic Christian band, just a lot of men coming together, a lot of connections made like we've seen before.
Yeah, unbelievable connection. That's right.
Yeah, people getting assembled, Coach. Another success. And I tell you what, Rob Pugh is a workhorse. I can't tell you what a great team he's got. And it's just a blessing to see so many good men together. It really is.
Amen. Amen. We need you. We need all of you, man. We need all of you. And again, the connections that are being made, the cross-pollinization that's going on. But come on, man. Something is really, really going on. I'm telling you, something is really, really going on in this nation. And the sheep are being divided, the sheep and the goats. You know, I felt a little bit of conviction in my own heart over the last couple, 3 days in regards to the show, because I know that we're touching on things that make people uncomfortable. We bring John Brock off then. We talk about the fact that he burned down abortion clinics. We talk about being fearful and unbelieving. We talk about all that stuff. And, folks, I'm telling you, it makes everybody uncomfortable. It makes all of us uncomfortable. But if you watched what's happening in Venezuela, anybody watching what's going on down there, they say there may be 1 million people in the process of being dead. Now, Venezuela used to be a functioning great country, great economy. They went communist, and now they can't keep their power on. They haven't had power down there, I believe, in 4 days. So think about gas stations, ATMs, water, lights, nothing. Maybe 100, maybe 1 million people dead in Venezuela. So what I'm trying to help people understand everywhere we go, boys and girls, I don't know what's coming, but something's coming here. Something is coming here. And the reason I think something is coming here is because if things are going on the way we think they're going on, if there really is a deep state, it really is opposition to the deep state, then I'm going to tell you something. The deep state ain't going down easy. They're not going to go down without a fight. And I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know whether it's going to be the power grid. I don't know what it is. But all you got to do is look at Venezuela and ask yourself this. Could that come here? And if it comes here, how am I going to respond? Am I prepared? Or even better yet, is Venezuela just a trial run to see how people are going to react? So I'm going to emphasize this again. John Brockoff and I had a long conversation on the way home yesterday. See, we've let them change the words on us, boys and girls. See, what John Brockoff did when he burnt down those abortion clinics, hey, that wasn't violence. That was force. Why is it when the left does it, it's not violent? When the right does it, it's violence. Jared, that'd be Webster's. That'd be a good one. And at some point, there is going to be required in every aspect, in every area of your life, there is going to be a need for force. Sometimes it's in your family, discipline your children. Force, not violence, force. Now, what does force say in Webster's? Strength, active power. Might, energy that may be exerted, that physical property in a body which may produce action or motion in another body and may counteract such motion by the force of muscle we raise a weight or resist an assault. Momentum, the quality of power produced by motion or the action of one body on another. We are not talking about violence, we're talking about force. You understand the difference? And even in churches, in our churches, we say, oh, we cannot resort to violence. Well, of course we don't want to resort to violence, but how about some force? How about some pressure? How about some pushback? How about some no? That's what we're talking about.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Well, what does the scripture say? Violence, take it, or...
From the days of John the Baptist until now. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and violent men take it by what? By what?
Force!
That which causes an operation of moral strength. Moral effect, I'm sorry, strength. Energy as the force of the mind or force of the will or the force of understanding. Then look, number four, violence, power exerted against will or consent. Compulsory power. Let conquerors consider that force alone can keep what force has obtained. I'm going to read that again. Let conquerors consider that force alone can keep what force has obtained. Again. Conquerors, let them consider that force alone can keep what force has won. Man, that's a mic drop, isn't it? Virtue, efficacy, no presumption of or hypotheses can be of force enough to overthrow constant experience. Validity, power to bind and to hold. If conditions of a covenant are not fulfilled, the contract is of no force, right? Roe versus Wade may be a Supreme Court decision, but it has no force unless we let it have. Is anybody picking this up with me? Do you see how they have twisted Christian pushback and called it violence?
Hey, Coach, that stuff they just tried to pass the other day in the House, that's exactly what you're talking about. Everything on there was named except Christianity. They're trying to shut the Bible down, Coach.
But, brother, hey, why? Because we know that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence. And violent men come in what? We take it back. We take it by force. What was that up there that said, let conquerors consider that force alone can... I lost it. That force alone can keep what force has obtained. Boy, think about that. Huh?
The true test case for America right now, I mean, we got to keep our eyes on Venezuela, but it's South Africa, Coach. South Africa, uh-huh. You know, what we're really seeing happen with the deep state right now is Luke 21:10. Jesus warned us. He told us in the last days that Satan was going to try to divide us by skin color, and that's exactly what's going on, Coach.
Yeah, it's coming this way, isn't it? And you know what? I got so much grief about 2 years ago when I started talking about white Anglo-Saxon Protestants being proud of being white. You guys remember that? Do you remember that? Because, see, we're so programmed that if we as white guys mention our skin color, we're racist. It's unbelievable, isn't it, what they've done to us? Oh, you can be proud of being black. You can be proud of being Asian. You can be proud of being anything. You can be proud of being a homo. You can be proud of being a transgender. You can be proud of white man. Oh, see what's going on? You see what's going on? Man, I've been all over the place this morning. Let me finish this. Number seven, validity. Power to bind or hold. If the conditions of a covenant are not fulfilled, the contract is of no force. Hey, Obergefell versus Hodges is of no force other than we let it. You hear me, church? Oh, this is so. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. What is that we hear? Huh? Nature abhors a vacuum, a force. Nine, destiny. No, eight, strength or power for war. Armament, troops, an army or navy as a military or naval force. Sometimes in the plural as military forces. What? Forces right and wrong. Listen, we don't choose violence, but we answer violence. I'm going to go to that word here in a second. Thank you, Lord, for getting me here. Hang on. 10, internal power. It's a force of habit. That's why we're trying to teach you to learn to control yourself. Be a force of nature, man. In law, an unlawful violence to person or property. This is simple. When no other crime attends it, as the entering into another's possession without committing any other unlawful act. It is compound when some other or unlawful act is committed. The law always implies force. We'll say that again. The law always implies force. Folks, there is no law if it is not enforced. Now look at what's going on with the deep state and Hillary and all that law breaking. Why is the law breaking being approved of? Because there is no force. There is no enforcement of the law. Oh, yeah, you made the law. Well, come and get me, right? Right? I'm going to tell you something. Mark Trump sent me this. He sent me two texts yesterday. When you drive, I'm staying here, Jared. When you drive down from Wisconsin down through Illinois, you're surrounding Chicago. Most of you have never done it. You have to stop 7 times to pay a toll. Now, here I'm going 80 miles an hour, and all of a sudden there's a sign, must pay toll. So I got to pull over, sit in line, go through a toll booth, pay $1.50, go 10 more miles and do it again. Now, can somebody explain to me why we have to do that? Other than, is this some type of conditioning about the enforcement of the law? Or as Mark Trump texted me last night, hang on, Mark, I'm all over it here. Where is it? How about this? Mark Trump said this. I'm still on force. Why is it? Well, let's go right here. He says, the awesome, praise God, coach. I wonder if the same politicians voting for the countless unethical toll gates in our states are supporting a wall on our border. I'm on the road. I'm driving down the road. They tell me to pull over, and they put a gate down. They won't even let me go any further till I give them $1.50. And they'll enforce it, won't they? And then Trump said this. How about this one? Why is it that a citizen, why is it that when a citizen loses their driver's license, drives away, and then gets caught, the armies of government unite for immediate remedy, including jail time in many cases? So I'm driving without a license. They all run me. They got cops coming everywhere to get me because I'm driving without a license. They cuff me and haul me off and put me in jail. Yet, illegal aliens with no license or insurance are caught driving, and they can't even be detained. Boom. And any law enough, where am I? Force. Moral force. Physical force is a force of material bodies. Moral force is a power of acting on the reason in judging and determining. Moral force. We need some moral force in this nation. Mechanical force. Okay, force is a verb, transitive verb, to compel, to constrain by the exertion of a power, to overcome, overpower by strength. 3, to impel, to press, to drive, to draw, or push a man by main strength, to enforce, to urge, to press, to compel by strength, to storm, to assault, to take by violence, to ravish, to violate, to overstrain, to distort, to cause, to produce ripe fruit prematurely as a tree, to man, to strengthen by soldiers, to garrison, to force from, to wrest from, to extort, to force out, to drive out, to compel, to issue out, to leave, to force wine, to force plants, to lay stress on, to strive, to use violence. That is unbelievable. Jared, bring up violence. Somebody come in here a minute. That is unbelievable, isn't it? John Brockoff gave me the nugget. Coach, it's not violence. It's force.
Yeah, I'll come in here, Coach.
Come on in now.
All right. Yeah. Listen, for the Indian uprisings from in the 60s and 70s led by Russell Means, if you guys remember who he is, he was the Indian father on The Last of the Mohicans, and he was the real deal. There was a 72-day standoff in 1973, the second Wounded Knee from 1893. And, yeah, they demonstrated anger, aggression, and violence from all the ugly oppression on Pine Ridge Reservation. After 72 days, there was hostages taken. Government officials showed up. They came to agreements. And literally 20 minutes after the agreement, after that 72-day standoff, the government officials literally went reneged on everything that they had agreed on. But none of that would have happened had there not been an uprising. We can talk about other uprisings throughout the nation, be it the coal wars in eastern Kentucky. The term redneck literally came from wrapping your neck with the red scarves, because the coal miners needed to identify who each other were, because they had literally brought in the National Guard to put down the coal mining uprisings in eastern Kentucky because the conditions were so bad. Now, I know all of this doesn't sound very Christian, but I tell you what, just like I heard on the last show, it's the men in the bars that are going to stand up and fight and say no, when we are literally getting destroyed across this nation, because the cowardly men across, just like the Patriot that you guys showed weeks ago, that scene where they came into the bar looking for the real men that would fight, that's yep. where they went.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Bobby. That's right. Jared, let's go back. Let's go back to violence. Okay. Folks, this is critical. We get this. That we're so dumbed down. I got Bobby on my screen. Let me get him off. Let's go back to where we were. Folks, you ready for violence? What'd you say, John Brockoff? Coach, it isn't violence. It's force. You know, John's upstairs. Physical force, violence. Violence is physical force, strength or action or motion, as the violence of a storm. Two, how about this one? Moral force, vehement, outrage, unjust force. Hey, folks, could the government get you to do anything without force? Can you name one thing it could make you do without force? You say, well, Coach, we're not supposed to push our morality on anybody else. They do. That's all the left does, is push their morality on you. And you're dumb enough to think that it's liberty. They're pushing out everything godly and everything good by force, and we think it's godly. We think, well, they have the right to do it. No, they're inalienable rights, not inalienable wrongs. God has granted us the right to do what's right. He's given us the liberty to do what's right. He hasn't given us the liberty to do what's wrong. In fact, he will punish us if we do what's wrong. The government will punish us if we do what's wrong, which is what Romans 13 is all about. The government, a godly government, punishes wrong and encourages right. A godly government encourages marriage, not divorce. A godly government encourages having children, not killing them. Godly government enforces people to be self-sufficient, not dependency. You understand? Can you see how, what's the word I'm looking for, man? How jaded we've become, what they have done to us, what they have done to the church. Violence is eagerness and vehemence, injury, infringement. Offer no violence to the laws or the rules of civility. Injury, hurt, ravishment, rape, to do violence to or on, to attack, to murder, to assault, to injure, also. Days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violent, violent men take it by force.
Hey, you know, Coach, those folks that are still trying to justify in their minds that John Brokaw went and even called burning down a clinic violence instead of force. You know what? God instructed his people to tear down the altars of the enemy. John Brokaw was tearing down the altar of the enemy.
Hey, Coach, read Leviticus 26, verse 14 through 18, Coach. Go answer a lot of your questions right there.
Get it up there, Jared, for us. Get up there, old Leviticus. Leviticus. What was that again, Alan?
26, verse 14 through 18.
But if you will not hearken unto me, but if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all of these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, so that you will do not all of my commandments, but you break them, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror.
That's Islam, brother. That's Islam.
Well, it's even more than that, Alan. It's what the left is doing out in the streets. It's what, see, it goes back to fearful and unbelieving, right? I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, and your enemies shall eat it, and your enemies shall eat it, and I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, that they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when no one is even coming after you. And if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. Hey, boys, this is your best life now. Isn't it?
We better repent, Coach. If American church don't repent, we're going to be destroyed. That's it.
And I will break the pride of your power, and I'll make you your heaven as iron. You won't be able to hear us. And your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain. For your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And if you walk contrary unto me and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. I'm going to send wild beasts among you, some of them human, which shall rob you of your children, destroy your cattle, make you few in number, and your ways shall be desolate. Wow. And if you shall not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then will I also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you seven times your sin. And I'm going to bring a sword upon you, boys, that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of your enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. If you will not walk for all this, hearken unto me, but contrary, walk contrary to me, then I'm going to walk contrary unto you, boys, into fury, and I will chastise you seven times for your sin. And if you shall eat the flesh of your sons, ooh, we had a show on that, didn't we? And the flesh of your daughters you shall eat, and I will destroy your high places and cut down your images and cast your carcasses upon the carcass of idols, and my soul shall abhor you. Best life now. Jesus loves everybody. I'm going to bring your land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell there and shall be astonished at it. I'm going to scatter you among the heathens, draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy your Sabbaths as long as I lie desolate. You and ye be in your enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest and enjoy your Sabbaths. Amazing. Somebody come on in here. Nobody's coming in. That's okay. Pull up, hey, Jared, pull up OJ's picture. Pull up. That's it. I think that's what it says. I think it just says OJ abortion. Can you make that bigger, Jared? OJ, who came all the way from Kentucky to be up here. God bless you, OJ. Thank you. OJ's granddaughter made this for a project. I don't think I showed this to you on Friday, but it doesn't matter if I did. She did this for a project. She's a senior. How much damage can one abortion do? She wrote down there, if my pa, that's her grandpa, if my grandpa had been killed in his mother's womb, it would be a total loss of 70 lives. One man, grandpa, had four kids, and those kids had 14 grandkids, and those 14 grandkids had 39 great-grandkids, and those 39 great-grandkids had 12 great-great-grandkids. 70 people from one man. And we sit around and we say, well, I hate abortion. We hate abortion. Are you kidding me? They tell us it's 60 million. 60 million. Can you do any math? What would 70 times 60 million? Anybody got the math out there? 70 times 60 million. Come on, George, help me out. 630.
It's a lot.
How much is it? Well, 6 times 7 is...
Yeah, 420 million.
420 million.
420 million. Hey, boys, I hate to tell you this. It's more than that. 70 times 60 million. Is how much? That's not right, is it? We're leaving a zero out of that, aren't we? Maybe not. Maybe not. Somebody come in here and join me this morning. I've been rambling on you all day. I just, it's so programmed us, haven't they? There it is, 400, and put a comma in there. 1, 2, I believe it's 4.2 billion, I think. 4.2 billion. Hey, George, Chad, go back to school. 4.2 billion. That's amazing. 60 million. See, we got to stop that lie. We haven't aborted 60 million. We've aborted 4.2 billion. Never saw the light of day. Leighton Howerton, in his great music, he sang a line at yesterday's Ray's wedding. One of the lines in one of the songs he sang was, we make our own weather. No matter what the conditions are around you, you make your own weather. And I'm going to tell you something. What kind of weather are we making? What kind of weather are we making here? Yeah, come in. I hear somebody. Come on in.
It was me. I was going to say, you saw the big number. Multiply that again in dollars.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What's an abortion? Well, we can't do that because, hey, Joy, we can do this. 60 million babies of 500, if we just did this, at $500 for every abortion, that's 300 million, isn't it? Big business, big business. Follow my force, violence, force, violence, force. Come on in.
$60 million lives for $30 billion.
It's amazing. Well, there's been some mic drops. Alan giving us Leviticus. John Brockhoff giving us force. And some mic drops today, fellas. And you got to know this. Would you say those guys trying to come across the border, would you say that's forced? Would you say that the Democrat politicians, I don't trust the Republicans, the Democrats in specific, are they using force to try to make other people have abortions? Are they using force to create violence in the womb? They're using force of law to do it. What's the church say? You can't legislate morality. No, immorality. They legislate immorality by force. And somewhere, somebody along the line told you that you're not supposed to use force. It's violence.
Hey, I'll add to that, Coach. Several weeks back, I spoke to there's a pastor from New Jersey that called me, and he's extremely knowledgeable, and I made the comment that we can have multiple churches on the same street and the same mountainside, and nothing changes. And he says, I'll take you one further. He gave a sermon at a church that was literally connected to a Planned Parenthood death facility. They were attached. And he came in and spoke against that. They never had him back. You're talking about the complete massive brainwash of how many Christians across the nation into doing nothing. Now, all of that said, considering the big business that abortion is, and it's like and these people want more. How much do they want? At the end of that video, I don't want to keep going back to that, but a month and a half ago, at the very end, I was making the comment of they literally said, kill them all. Is that really how they feel? Do they want to kill them all? That's my question. I mean, how much is enough? Never enough. Exterminate everybody?
Well, you know, guys, guys were kind of touching on it there earlier, but you're not thinking. You're only thinking in the physical realm. You're only thinking in the physical realm. That as far as the currency in the physical realm, but how much money those people could have contributed to the economy or whatever. But I'll tell you, in the spiritual realm, it's worth 50 times that much, if not more, because not only are these kids being sacrificed and the blood being spilled. To expand the kingdom of the devil, it's also taking away the firstborn. Therefore, God's righteousness for that family. Carry on. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the question was raised, what do they want to do? Kill them all? Obviously, they do. Look at the Georgia Stones and the new mindset of the millennials that have been taught in the schools and everything about overpopulation and they want to kill them all.
Fellas, I just pulled this up because I knew it was stuck in my head someplace here. George Washington said, sorry, I don't have time to get it to get it up on the screen. Government is not reason. Yeah, maybe you can find it there, Jared. Government is not reason. There it is. Government is not reason. It's not eloquence. It's force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Never for a moment should it be left to irresponsible action. Boys and girls, do you understand that the left is using force? Understand it? They're using force. Now say, well, Lord, Coach, Jesus said that free will, we shouldn't be forced. That's right, and we are. See, we say, well, I can't force the gospel on somebody. No, but they can force all type of debauchery on your children, and you don't even fight back for your children. Because why? Well, the government says that they can do it. Well, who's the government? Well, if I fight against the government, they're going to come and slap me on the wrist. Yeah, they might. That's why from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. Violent men take it by force. Force. Not violence. Force. I want to end up with this today. Hey, thanks for bearing with me. I've been all over the place today, really. I tried to stay focused. I'm tired and worn down. I'll be back on top of my game tomorrow, whatever that means.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Can I say one thing?
Sure, Randy.
Quick. Light is the only force that can expose darkness.
Mm. And make it flee. It's a powerful force, right? The force of light. We are the force of light. I want to finish with this because I got more in my presentation on Saturday. I got more reaction from this, Jared. I'm sorry, Jared. I'm looking. I'm all over the place here. Jared, go down to where it says someone else. When I was done with my presentation, I got more response. Leighton Howerton came up to me and said, "My goodness, Coach, I'm going to write a song on that video." And he will. Go ahead, Jared. Shoot that thing up there. Someone else. Because this is it, baby. In my mind, this is it. This is what it's about. I made this, I don't know, 2-3 years ago. I don't know. Go ahead and play it.
Hey, good morning, friends. Coach Dave here on Thursday morning. I'm wondering if you can help me out. I'm looking for somebody. I'm looking for someone else. Do any of you know where I might be able to find him? You know, I called one of my pastor friends yesterday and asked him if he would be willing to come with me today at the clinic. It's just me and my wife here. And he said, Coach, I'd sure like to be able to come, but be honest with you, I'm really, really busy, and maybe you can find somebody else. Then I have a Target protest that's coming up this weekend. You know what Target's been doing with restrooms and all that kind of stuff. And I reached out to several of my friends and said, "Hey, how about coming with us Saturday morning, stand up against Target?" They said, "Oh, Coach, I'd like to, but I got a lot of stuff planned on Saturday. Maybe you can find someone else." Yeah, and then I saw that, hard to believe this, but they killed this guy out in Oregon, Lavoie Finicum. I said, "You know, we need to stand up and push back against that." I'm wondering, is anybody willing to help me out in trying to get the government to investigate what really took place there with Lavoie Finicum? And everybody I called, they gave me the same guy. They said, "Listen, Coach, we'd love to help you, but really, best person for you to get would be someone else. I'm looking for him. If anybody knows where I can find someone else, let me know. Oh, we need him so badly. Help me find someone else. God bless you."
Hey, Coach. That'll preach. That'll preach, Coach.
That'll preach, brother. Yeah, Jeffy.
Yeah, that was cool. You just brought that up. But we're looking for someone else this week. We are actually, Pastor Bill announced the church yesterday morning because we're going to come down and join in on that huddle Saturday. So we were going to have that human trafficking training Saturday all day. So he just suggested that the guys running the training come and meet you guys, and everybody taking the training come meet you guys. But we're also going to go to the clinic first at 9 a.m. in the morning with our crowd of people, and then we're heading from there on down. But I wanted to mention that because I know there's some people listening, like at Homeschool Family up by Lucas. They wanted to join in on something coming up. So I just wanted to mention that. The guy in Galleon, the Homeschool Family, Lucas, that's what we're doing Saturday, the clinic, and then we're going on down to Lancaster from there.
Awesome. Looking for someone else. Jeff, what clinic are you going to? The one on the Founders in there. On the one up on Carl Road?
9 Carl o'clock? Road. Carl and Schrock Road intersection.
All right, man. Good. Good. We've got to play together. Somebody else tried to get in. No? No. It's all about someone else, isn't it? It's all about someone else. It has to be. It's up to me. What it comes down to. Someone else is the guy looking back at you in the mirror. God bless you. Thanks for bearing with me today. We'll see you tomorrow.